Today's daf in Masechet Nazir, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is daf Mem. So, the first part of the daf we did yesterday, and let me just remind you where it is that we got up to. We were looking for a mocker that would teach us how we know that Saras has to... We started off, it's a very much confusing kind of sugya. Because we started off with the assumption, Gemara is going to point out that our starting assumptions seem to be very strangely different than what we end up believing. So what we wanted to know is, how is it precisely that the halacha would be that we need to be megaleach the nazir at the end, dafka with a ta'ar? And we started off by saying a curious thing. That was right at the beginning of the daf, at the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Beis. We started off by saying that you can't learn it out of Mitzera. Why can't you learn it out of Mitzera? Because Mitzera, after all, is more chomer, and Mitzera is a giluach of the entire body, and therefore it's not really comparable. Now that means, and this is the important point, that means that we're taking for granted that if we wouldn't have had a question of why we can't learn it out of Mitzera, that it's definitely true about Mitzera. Somehow it's a given to us that a Mitzera needs to be Megaleach with a Ta'ar. Fine. Except we can't learn out Nazir from it. So then we got into the question, okay, so how in fact do we really know Nazir? So we darshaned from the fact that the Torah says, we have a little bit of a machlokis there, that since it says, Ta'ar lo yavor al rosho, even though Lamaisa the lo yavor al rosho, according to the Mandiomar that we're looking at now, it turns out to be a multiple-leveled machlokes about whether the iser of tiglachas of a nazir during the time of the naziris is dafka with a ta'ar, and there's no iser b'chalal on doing it with something else, like Rabbi Yonasan says, or that there is an iser, but that it's only on iser aseh, which is, according to one approach, what Rabbi Yoshia was saying, or, as it turns out, that actually there would be two separate Isurim, and if you used a tar, you would be over on both, on tar specifically, and on lo yavar al-rosho. But our initial take was that we can explain away the mentioning of tar because it's the only mocker that we have for the teglachas at the end to be with the tar. So we said, okay, so the Torah specifies tar lo yavar al-rosho, so that we can understand that when we do the havar al-rosho, that then, in fact, we would be using a tar. Whereas Rebbe says it's not necessary to use the word tar for that, because when it says lo yavor al rosho ad melot yumei, so then that would be telling us that the idea of what it is that you cannot do is only up until the time that it is the time for the actual melos, which is the mitzvah, to be Megaleach. So therefore, from the phraseology of Ad Yom Milot, in the context of Atar, we still would know the fact, without the need to use the entire mention of Tar for that point, we would know clearly that once it is Milot, that then you would need Atar. And so therefore, according to Rebbe, we would have basically two different dinim that we would learn. One from the fact that the Tar is in the context of the Lo Yavor al rosho ad, and that means melot yemei nizros mechayev the tar, and the other one is the fact that tar lo yavor al rosho, which means that according to Rebbe, if you use the other types of things, let's say use the depilatories, you would be chayev. If you use the tar, you would be chayev twice, once for the lo yavor al rosho, and once for the tar. So we ended up therefore stretching the spectrum runs from there's no iser at all with other mavirim, two, there's an Isra Asei. Two, there's an Isra Lav. And two, there's a double Isra Lav when you do use a tar. So we have all of those various approaches that we brought out. But meanwhile, the initial question that the Gemara was asking, Lagabi Mitzera, made it very clear that Lamaisa, we know that a Mitzera definitely needs a tar. And it's just that we can't learn out from Mitzera. So that was our beginning assumption. Then what happened is that, very strangely, we went on to question, how do we know that a Mitzera actually needs to use a tach. So we said, okay, let's try to learn Mitzayra from Nazir, which is sort of weird because at the beginning, we were trying to learn Nazir from Mitzayra. How did we get into this tumult? Fine, that the Gemara will discuss. But anyway, so the Gemara pointed out towards the end of Amud Aleph that we cannot learn Mitzayra from Nazir because Nazir has a Chumra. The Chumra is that the carbon of a Nazir requires Lechem, and there's no din of Lechem for a Mitzayra. Okay, so we said maybe we can learn it out from the Levium. We can't learn it out from the Levium either, because the Levium, we have to do our little Rakabai Levi Tenufa. So maybe we can learn it out from both of them together, said the Gemara, we'll make a Ma'atzad. And the last thing that we learned was that Rava Mibarnish said you can't even use a Ma'atzad, because you could say that the Tzad HaShoveh is specifically that there is no dalus in the carbonus of the Levium, and there is no dalus option of bringing a cheaper carbon in the carbon of a Nazir. Whereas in a Mitzera, where there is a dalus option, then maybe the Torah is actually going to be more mako, so that we cannot apply the chumras that we find in Levi and in Nazir, we cannot apply to the Mitzera. So we were sort of hanging on at that point, and it was there that the Gemara asked that we seem to be going around in circles, because at the beginning, we took for granted that a Mitzera definitely needs to use a tar, and maybe we should learn out Nazir from Mitzera. And then we said, well, you can't really learn Nazir from Mitzera because Mitzera is more chomer because it requires kol besara. And now all of a sudden, we don't know how a Mitzera requires a tar, and we're trying to learn it out of Nazir. We can't learn the Mitzera out of Nazir. And not only that, we can't use it, even learn it out from a combination of Nazir and Levium. And the reason is that Mitzera is more kal. Whereas at the beginning, we took for granted, A, that we know it, and B, that Mitzera is more chomer. I mean, what in the world is going on? Okay, so that's where we were up to, basically. We gave the teretz, but we weren't able, we ran out of time, we weren't able to expand on that teretz. And so we said, just take it on faith for a few minutes, and now tonight our faith will be confirmed. Take it on faith that there's a machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rebbe Eliezer as to whether it's a given that a mitzera from elsewhere, we have to figure out where that elsewhere is, from elsewhere, that a mitzera actually requires a tar. And that was the original Gemara's assumption, let's learn out Nazir from Mitzera. That, in fact, was going Alibi Rabbanan, who appear, as we'll soon see, to know that there's a halacha of Ta'ar. And the second question we were asking, how do we know Mitzera requires a Ta'ar? That was going Alibi Rabbi Eliezer, who does not know. Now, let me show you that that's true. That's where we were up to, and we got up to the words Ha Aliba de Rabbanan, and Ha Aliba de Rabbanan, and Ha Aliba de Rebbe Eliezer. So to continue from that point, which was one third of the way down from the top of Amud Beis, so let's continue. Where do we find that machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Eliezer, between the Rabbanan and Rebbe Eliezer? The Tanan. So here we're talking about the Mishnah in Makkos. The Mishnah in Makkos goes through, of course, all the various Chiyuvim Makkos. One of the Chiyuvim of Makkos is for Pa'atzikanam lo yigalehu, which is, of course, a completely different aspect of Giluach. So there's a general iser that you are not allowed to use a razor to shave your beard, right? Okay, so that's a general din. Now, this Nazir is going to be getting into some serious issues, because as well the Mitzera has to shave his beard, and he has to shave his hair, and the Nazir has to shave his hair. And in doing so, we have two Isurim in the Torah, remember. One is the Isur of the Bal Tashchis, Lo Tashchit et Pa'at Zikanacha, and the other is the Pa'at Zikanam Loigalech. One is for Kohanim, and one is for Yisrael. And then we have the other Yisrael, which is cutting the Pe'ot, et Pa'at Roshchem. So we're going to have to decide what we do with those Yisurim. Now, you can immediately see where we're going here. Because if we end up needing a Pasuk that you are allowed as a nazir or as a betzera to be over on those isurim, then that means that what you're doing as a nazir or mitzvah in the tiglachas is something that inevitably will be over those isurim, right? But if the only time that those isurim are aser is if you use a razor, so then we don't need a pasuk to tell you that the mitzvah is allowed to do his tiglachat unless he needs a razor, right? Okay, so you can see exactly where we're going, because once we know, if we're able to establish that the Torah has to give us a specific pasuk, that we should nonetheless go ahead and do the tiglachat of the zakan of a mitzvah, and the din would be that you're only usher to do the tiglachat of a zakan with a razor, so then obviously that would mean the mitzvah needs a razor, right? Okay, that's where we're headed, basically. Now, it turns out that that's not so simple, because there is a machlokas about whether only a razor is what is going to be mechayev you for tiglachas. And that's where we get to the machlokas. You can see it's a little bit roundabout, but that's how we get to the machlokas of Reb Eliezer and the Rabbanon, and has a focus on the dinim of the mitzera and the nazir. I don't know if we're going to be able to get Alon's attention tonight, but we can hope. Maybe I'll try. Hello. Nice to have you, mentally and physically.
It's not to be, unfortunately, my wife's out, and I have to sort of
supervise. Yeah, I understand. I just like you to know that we care, that's all. That's the reason that I give everybody tzoros. It's not to give you tzoros, it's for you to know that there's definitely an Ayin Roya and a Lev Mavin, that's all. Fine. Okay, so here's the machlokas. In that Mishnah in Makkos, it says that according to the Tanakama, Eino chayav ad shielaktenu bita'ar, ad shiyigalchenu is probably the correct girsa should be, and ad shiyigalchenu bita'ar, you're only going to be chayav if you cut your beard with a razor. Whereas Reb Eliezer Omer, I don't care what you use, a few likto b'malake debrehitni chayav. However it is that you destroy that hair, you could pluck it out, or you could use a carpenter's plane, you would always be chayev. Okay? I wouldn't advise trying this at home, but anyway, that too is just as bad as using a razor, I guess, especially since it takes an inch of skin off with it, you know. So that's as bad as using a razor. So why did the Rabbanan say that, no, you would not be chayev? So we're going to see that gufa is based on the din of the pasuk for the mitzvira. Okay, so then, the Tanya, it says in the Braisa, why does it say in the pasuk that vaya bayom ha-shvi'i yigalach et kol sa'aro? So it says beferish that on the seventh day, the mitzvira has to cut all of his hair. Now, I would think all of his hair means all of his hair. And then it starts spelling it out. Et rosho, et zikano, et gabote nav. What's going on over here? You said kol sa'aro. So why do we have to mention et zikano at all? Lefi shenemar upat zikanam lo yigalecho. So because it says in the Torah that there's an iser d'oraisa to cut one's beard. And that pasuk, by the way, that we're quoting over here is specifically the pasuk by Kohanim. You remember that there's different psukim and different parshias that tell us the din of Giluach for a Kohen and Giluach for Yisrael. Fine. So by the Kohanim it says, Pa'at zikanam lo yigalecho. Okay. So you might think that this is true even if he is a mitzora and he gets to the seventh day, and now he says, okay, so what am I supposed to do? Talmud Lomar, go right ahead and cut that beard, even though it's usher to cut the beard. Fine. Nonetheless, Torah is saying do so. So now the question is, if it's possible to do the giluach of a mitzora without using a razor, so then why would the Torah have to tell him that he should go ahead and cut his beard? Of course he should cut his beard. Just make sure that you use an electric shaver, right? Don't use a razor. And then you'll be mekayim the mitzvah of the mitzvah, right? And you won't need a pasuk to tell me to go ahead and to cut his beard. So the very fact that the Torah insists that Noah wants you to cut his beard anyway, even though it's going to be over on an Isser, and without that I wouldn't know what to do. So, okay, so then that tells me that indeed you have to have a razor. And therefore, according to that, it means that there is a pasuk that's telling us to use a razor. Masha Inkin, Aliba the Rebbe Eliezer, who says, there is no option, no matter what it is that you're going to use, you need a pasuk to tell me that as a metzera, you should cut the beard anyway, so then I can't bring a raya from there that a metzera has to use a razor. So therefore, when we started our discussion at the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Beis, and we said, maybe we should try to learn a nazir from a metzera, Yamitzera was a given, because according to the Rabbanu, we have this pasuk of Zikanam, Nigalechu. Masha Enkein, where we started running around in circles and trying to learn Mitzera out from Nazir, that was going according to Rabbi Yezer. He doesn't have this pasuk because according to him, the Mitzera, no matter what he would use, an electric shaver, depilatory, whatever it is that he would use, he would anyway be over on the Isser of shaving, and therefore the Torah would have to tell him, do it anyway. But I don't know that he has to do it specifically with a razor, according to Rabbi Eliezer. That's why the Gemara was asking, okay, so according to Rabbi Eliezer, how would we know the way that we paskin that a Mitzera requires specifically a razor? We can't learn it out from Nozir. We can't learn it out from the Leviim. We're having difficulties in learning it out from a Mahatzad. That's where we were up to, and that explains why we're not crazy. We were talking in two different directions because we were going with two different sets of assumptions for Gabi the Dinim of the Mitzera, which end up being dependent on two different assumptions, Gabi the Din of the standard Isser of shaving. Okay, so now we've got all of these various shaves put together over here. So we've got Levi, and we've got the Mitzera, we've got the Nazir, and then we have the standard question of the Isser of shaving. We haven't yet gotten to the pasuk about a Yisrael, a non-coin shaving, so we're going to get to that. But meanwhile, we're taking for granted that the Isser, according to the Rabbanan, is specifically with the razor. But once we already raised the question, we might as well raise the issue of why it's a razor. So, I mean, it's not really our sugya to do this, because that could be done in Makas. Okay, true. But, I mean, you know, once we're into it, how does the Rabbanan know? I mean, Minolan de Batar. What gives the Rabbanan the idea? Certainly doesn't say anything about Atar in the Parsha of Lo Yigalechu. So how did the Rabbanan know that you're only usher with Atar? The Tanya. Upa'atzikanam Lo Yigalechu. So this was the pasuk that was Benogea, the Dinim of Kahuna. Now, Yochal Afilu Gilchob and Misparayim Yuyei Chayev. So you might think even if you used a shaver or a scissors, you would be chayev for shaving a beard. Talmud Lomar, therefore, in the pasuk that talks about the Isser for a Yisrael, over there it uses the words lo tashchit, not just lo yigalechu, but lo tashchit ba'atzkanecha. Now that means that we're talking about a kind of thing that destroys the hair, meaning all the way down to the skin level. There's nothing left of that hair. Scissors cannot do that, and even electric shavers cannot do that. So there's nothing that's actually going to remove the hair that is totally skin level. So if that's the case, okay, but then that carpenter's plane, that would be a great way to get down to the skin level. You can even go below the skin level. So over there, for sure, it would be usher, right? So if you used a pair of tweezers to pull out hair from the roots, or if you use a carpenter plane, so there you would be chayev, because it says lo tashchit, and there you're absolutely destroying that hair. No, because if you take a look at the same Isser, when it appears by the Kohanim, it says lo yigalechu. Now, the use of the word lo yigalechu means don't take a shave. It doesn't mean don't plane your skin off of your face, obviously, right? So the word yigalechu has a specific meaning. It means shaving. So, therefore, it's telling me that you cannot be chayev with a malakit perehitni. But how do we put together shaving, on the one hand, with the idea of lo tashchit? So how do you square those two things? One says don't destroy it, and the other one says don't shave it. If you use an electric shaver, that's shaving. Therefore, it's telling you a specific type of shaving. So this is exactly where we get the idea from. You cannot use a non-shaving instrument like a carpenter's plane or a tweezer, or for that matter, a depilatory, which you'll say also could get down to the skin level, right? Because those things aren't shaving. They're not called shavers. Now, it took a lot of work to get this sugya back because Norelco had apparently paid Art Scroll to leave it out of the Gemara. So they anyway, what about anybody saying that that's not called hashchasa? What do you mean? It's like we get down all the way to the bottom. Our new lift and trim shaver? Bull. Okay, it really isn't true. Okay, so there's absolutely no difference between the lift and trim shaver, which is why it's mutter to use it. Otherwise, it would actually be us to use it. Okay, so now we understand that since we have a pasuk that tells us that tar and giluach is the only giluach that's possible, so now we know that a mitzera has to use a tar, and that's why the Torah was matir the tar. But wait. Does that necessarily follow? I mean, couldn't it be that maybe you would be yotzei the mitzora even if you used something else, balaket, rehitni, whatever? I mean, yeah, I understand that there is a time in which if you use the tar, so then you would in fact be over on the iser, and the Torah says you can be over on the iser, but does that necessarily mean that you have to be over on the iser? Or does it mean you can be? In other words, maybe the point is that even if you used, let's say, a malaket or a hitni, you would be mekayim the mitzvah vis-a-vis the mitzora. So you'll say, so why does the Torah mention it? Because haka'ati la'ashmi'ina da'afilu bitar la'machayevale. The Torah just wants you to know that even though it would be possible to take care of that mitzora's hair and beard without being over on any iser, but there's no problem. If you want to use that razor, you could use that razor. And therefore, maybe we still don't know that you must use a razor. Well, I mean, why mention it? Let the Torah not say anything about cutting his beard. And then I would figure on my own to say that, look, a nazir, he got into that naziris. That was nasty. He was a bad boy for getting into that naziris under normal circumstances. He said, kinidre rishoyim. Kinidre rishoyim nadar benazir. Kinidre ksherim lo amar klum. You cannot be creating a naziris with nidre ksherim. So that means that we view naziris as having descended into the dark side, right? If you become a nazir. Okay, so then if that's the case, even though you got there through Isser, you did a bad thing in creating the nazirus, and nonetheless, we see that that nazir, afilohachi, Mechayev, he has to cut his hair, even though he's going to be over on cutting off his peyot. So therefore, I would say that if somebody did something as a mitzvah, I mean, he didn't do any iser in becoming the mitzvah. I mean, he's right now only interested in doing the mitzvah of the Torah of what it is that a mitzvah is supposed to do. He didn't get here through any level of iser. So then for sure he should be able to use a shaver on his beard the same way that the nazir would be able to cut his hair from his head because he's going to be over on cutting his peyot, which normally you're not allowed to do. So, now obviously we could ask on this, I mean, how can you compare a situation where there are two isurim to a situation where there's one, whatever, I mean, it's really not totally persuasive, but at this point the Gemara doesn't really feel, we're going to see in a moment that obviously if we hold like Reish Lakish about never doing an Isser where you can avoid doing the Isser, then this whole discussion is totally moot. But if we didn't get to there yet, Then, okay, so I'll say, so maybe when the Torah says that you wouldn't be over, it's not telling you that you're mechuyev to do it particularly that way. That's what we assume. Anyway, at this point. Now, how does this show that the Rabbanan hold that the Mitzorah actually has to use the razor? So Tosis explains it like this, that if we're learning out, even if we don't know that the Nazir has to specifically use a tar, we're still going to be able to learn this Kal Vachomer because he's going to be over on cutting his peyot. And we're assuming now that cutting the peyot, even the peyot of the entire head, would be an Isser D'oraisa. So since no matter how you cut the hair of the head, you're going to be over, and therefore it should be for sure for the Mitzera mutter to cut however he has to shave, even if he's going to be over on the Hashchata. So then why did the Torah mention Zikano at all? Because I could have learned it from Nazir. Therefore, the mentioning of Zikano has got to be telling me that you must use the tar, not other things. So the first part is a very simple proof that the Rabbanan are telling us that since the Torah speaks about his beard, and there would be no need to speak about his beard, why not? Don't we have to know that it was mutter for him to use a tar? No. We know it's mutter for him to use a tar because we would have learned it out from the fact that the Nazir has to cut his head. That's all. In which case, the Rabbanan are convinced that you need to use a tar. And there's another simple exception. Forget this complexity, says the Gemara. Furthermore, it's obvious, isn't it? Because you know that Lamaisa all over the place, we do like Reish Lakish. Meaning that the general rule that we have is that if an essay and a lois essay are now coming into direct confrontation, we say Essedoich Alois Hase, which is what we're doing over here. The essay of the Chiyav of the Tziras is going to be Doich the Isser. But we only say that ever where there's no option. There's no way to be Mekayim both of them. But if you're going to tell me that the Mitzera could be Yotze using a depilatory, then it's ridiculous to say, and the Torah gave a special pasuk to say, but you could use a tar if you want to. Because that would violate the overall klal of never, ever being over on an issur with Esed Ochalot Aseh in the event that there's an effective way to be Mekayim the Mitzvah without being over it. So that's the Vitu. Vitu. Furthermore, if you really believe that you could be Yotze the Tzoras Tiglachat by using Melaket or a Hitni, and that would still be the Mitzvah of the Tiglachas HaMetzorah, because, I mean, it didn't say you need a tar. That's what you're going to argue. So then there's no possible way that you could use a razor just because you wanted to because of the famous dictum of Reish Lakish. Diomar, ko makom, shata motze, ase velo ta'ase, im ato yochol lekayem et shneihem. So if you can do both the ase and the lo ta'ase, okay, obviously that's what you have to do. So if you could be Bekayim the mitzvah of the Tiglachas HaMetzera without being over on the Isser, then that would be what you would have to do. The Imlav, if there's no option, then we say, Yavo Aseh V'Yitchalot Aseh. So that means there cannot be an option. You cannot have a pasuk that's coming to tell you, well, there's other options, but don't worry, do whatever the heck you want. Because that runs counter to all of the dinim that we know about Aseh V'Lot Aseh.